Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Wildlife Center of Virginia takes in thousands of injured and orphaned animals each year, from eagles and hawks to baby black bears that kind of purr when they're feeling content. Many people want to help wild animals, but the center's president, Ed Clark, says they lack the credentials and the expertise to do so.
Wildlife rehabilitators, who are typically volunteers, lay people at a community level, need permits from their respective state and federal agencies, but they also need training.
To make training accessible and affordable, Clark says, the center will offer courses for laymen in real time online.
So it will be interactive, but it will be accessible via the internet so that people anywhere in the country, and indeed anywhere in the world, will be able to access this training.
Lesson number one will answer a fundamental question. Are you cut out for the job?
Caring for wildlife is not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. When you have baby animals at home, you can't go away for the weekend. And these are the kinds of realities that Walt Disney didn't share with us. And a lot of folks get into wildlife care with very distorted and very inaccurate perceptions of what it's going to be. It's not cuddling wildlife.
In fact, he says if wild animals get too comfortable around people, their future in the wild is at risk. The Wildlife Academy begins this fall with 11 different courses. I'm Sandy Houseman.